And our special guest.
Oh, I'm recording, so.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
I'm John.
And I'm Eric. And this is our special guest.
You're welcome to introduce yourself.
I may speak now?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yes. Hello, Internet. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. Apparently, I'll be drinking a horrible soda. Is that...
Well, that's your choice.
We don't know. Yeah. We
did find some tasty Aruban
sodas.
Yeah, the
cola champagne last episode was actually very pleasant, as David Reese described, inoffensive.
The red Nesbitts that you had when
you were walking
around?
Oh, man, the sweet red. Yeah. Yes.
Soda's your main thing, though, right? Soda's the main point.
Yes. Right. As we will evidence right now, because these are some of the sodas we like.
Yes. Thank you. That's the name of our program.
Nobody gave the title, and we have to...
we got detracted.
I leave it to the professionals to do that sort of thing. I'm just a guest.
So the title is, these are the sodas I like.
These are some of the sodas
These are some
like.
Of the sodas
it's
I like.
It's very long.
We
I
like.
Still haven't gotten it down.
All right.
It is so remarkably easy to find on iTunes, and that is a lie.
I haven't found it
it's
yet.
It's probably because the name is long.
Yeah.
Short.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Shall we?
So, Mr. Scrimshaw, since you are a special guest...
unlike these two fools.
Yes.
Yeah, they keep showing up. You are welcome to choose which beverage we will be reviewing.
Okay,
I would recommend the coconut go fast.
So let me review here. What I see in front of me is a soft drink called, I believe that's DG.
Yes.
With a cat who appears to be smoking and maybe have like
a
Colt 45.
I think that's
a street cat.
I think he's actually... it's a bong, actually. I think clearly he's got a straw and a bong.
No, that's a different color than the soda.
I think maybe that's how they take meth in Aruba, perhaps.
There you go.
Maybe. And it's called Midnight Grape. Natural and artificially flavored carbonated beverage.
It's as black as your teeth after meth.
Midnight Grape, that's right. And Power Malt. Extra energy... Non-alcoholic malt beverage. Now that's just offensive before you even drink it.
Yeah.
only soft drinks.
Only soft drinks?
Really? On this show.
Yes. But why would anyone ever drink a malt beverage that was non-alcoholic? I would like to have non-pleasurable sex. That's about the same for me.
It also has Arabic on the can, I should point out.
Yes. That is what makes it a magical thing.
So it is a non-alcoholic malt beverage that would make Americans paranoid.
Non-alcoholic malt beverage.
We should drink that because it won't be allowed back on the plane.
This terrorist soda where they've robbed us of our alcohol. And then we have a giant jug of Go Fast Sports.
Yep, we've got coconut Go Fast.
Energy hybrid with stevia. Which sounds
so it's healthy.
It could be a person. What's stevia? Do we know what stevia is?
Stevia is that new sugar substitute.
It's an all natural.
Yeah, yeah, it's all natural.
Oh. It's from a plant.
It will probably still give you cancer,
the jury's still out.
But it's natural cancer.
It's not NutraSweet. It's not Splenda. It's stevia.
It sounds like a show hosted by some guy named Stevia.
Medical
Energy
statements.
With
that
stevia.
Could be it. We don't actually know.
So, medical statements
and then we also
have not been approved by the FDA.
Tea.
Go fast green tea, also energy tea.
Yeah.
Stronger for longer, huh? So this is also giving me an erection for over 4 hours. All right, so you guys have a preference.
We will be drinking all of them.
Yeah, we will be drinking these all today. We are going to die because there's two GoFast.
And have generally fluids don't make you shit, but have any of these made you shit?
Not so far, but coconut GoFast could be a euphemism for shit.
Exactly.
So that
energy
one
hybrid.
Has
we've
the highest chance.
We had another one of the DG sodas, and
that one was actually pretty good.
As
David Reese said, inoffensive.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, he found...
Not Midnight Black.
Yeah, because our scale is on...
It's Midnight Grape.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or Midnight
Cola
African
champagne.
American,
yes.
But not
Which
midnight
I do still have a spare bottle of. We've already reviewed it, but he did have the Cola champagne.
Oh, well, that's different than Midnight Grape. All right. Well, I'll start with the Midnight Grape.
Okay.
And drink out of a champagne flute? Is
absolutely.
The best
this
way
is
to maintain
a classy
the,
show.
It's the best way to maintain
and,
the
so I choose what you guys have to drink as well.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
We all drink one soda.
Yes. We're not
just going to lean forward and watch you drink this thing.
Although that would be good entertainment.
Okay. So.
You did get the Zvardviches out of our presence, right?
Yes.
Good.
Those are all in the game room.
Yes, if you want to try Zvardvich
audience, I thought it would be.
Okay.
You can find them in the game room. It's an experience.
I just want to say this to our listeners.
It's also a trap.
Joseph Scrimshaw knows how to pour a drink. I just saw it, and that was absolutely wonderful.
Nice, elegant twist and whatnot. So what is this other thing you're talking about?
Spardvich. Those candies that you saw me put in that nice martini glass in the game room, which Brian wisely advised you not to ever try.
Yes.
We tried them on the last
episode.
Does
anybody want?
And they were god-awful. I'll take a little bit more, if you would.
So I don't know if people normally do this, but I want to test the nose first. Before
oh,
I...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
John, you're a little
not working with
have
savages.
You seen this show before, or listened to this show before?
No, I haven't watched people listen to it either, so is lovely.
I'm prepared this time, by the way.
Not as prepared as you thought you were.
Just wrong
I'm so prepared.
I just
want
to say for
I have
being
prepared business cards.
Midnight Grape. It looks a lot lighter in the glass
that's
than it did in the bottle.
Yes, it no longer has its midnight sheen.
It's still pretty dark, but it's much more
blush
so
wine.
It's
much more like a wine that's gone horribly bad. Yes. And
it's got
and
a
since
nice
we're talking about smell.
Yes, but
it's got the same color as the booth that we're in.
That
nice deep burgundy.
Yeah, it does.
I can't decide if it's sickeningly sweet.
That it smells exactly like one of those cheap grape popsicles you used to eat.
Right.
As a kid.
I was thinking a Jolly Good grape soda.
This is grape Robitussin.
Oh no,
I don't think it goes
it's
that
not
far.
That medicinal.
I would say grape Jolly Rancher.
Are you going to date rape me? Is that what the Robitussin is about?
The Robitussin is the
seal was.
But I mean,
so
we're not
sealed,
taking
so
that off the table.
No worries. There.
This is the Robo tripping episode. Let's do it.
Okay. I've done the nose. I think there's nothing else left to do.
Yeah,
no, it's a pretty straightforward aroma.
No, it's fine. I spent it for no reason just to see if the mic would pick it up.
It probably did, and that is...
I was very scared.
Spitting a drink back into the glass is actually an old
I will say that when I did taste the midnight grape, it
Brian's
was
out for
much
a while.
More pleasant. Much more pleasant than I thought because my expectations were so rapidly lowered by Joseph spitting into his glass.
Yeah.
I was like, oh god, this is going to be... Oh, that's not actually that bad.
I was just like, uh-oh, do I have poor taste?
Well, we're drinking this, I think, is in poor taste in general. But
yeah
this
also
is,
tastes like those cheap popsicles I used to eat when I was six.
I'm sticking with this is almost like... Taste bud for taste bud, a Jolly Good grape soda.
Yeah, no, I will agree. It is not as medicinal. It does not taste as medicinal as I feel it smells.
It tastes like the wood of the.
We can pass the bottle to our audience.
Oh yes, we have an audience
Woo!
Member.
We even have another glass.
We will not drink it out of the bottle like some savage.
Yeah. So what are the rules?
I was intending to make him.
Do we need to complete the entire beverage? Is that an endurance
Bill and I
thing?
Are required to, but that's just because of a vow we made on a previous episode.
Okay.
Yep. Usually we'll be done by the end of the episode, but we don't have to finish the entirety before we rate it.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the
if we'd like to discuss our rating process right now so you can have a moment to contemplate it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Basically, we have a 0 to 100 scale.
Mm-hmm.
100 is the best beverage you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
50 being average, 0 being Zvardvich's.
the worst thing
you've ever had, period. It's,
okay.
I'm surprised you wouldn't put Zvardvich's on a negative scale.
Well, bear in mind, before Zvardvich's, the 0 was a dog throwing up, eating that, and then vomiting that into your mouth.
And was that grape-flavored as well, or...?
That is a good point.
Yeah, that's right. We never determined what the dog originally ate.
No,
we did.
It was poop.
But now
this is very scientific.
Poop
process.
Or something. I want to understand what I'm saying. No. Stop. So, poop or something is what. That's the 0 scale.
Not anymore.
No,
we've got
something worse.
This is a cycle of life fluid that the dog has defecated, ate it, vomited the poop.
Yes.
And is that at the point at which we're tasting it?
No.
Been
again? It then vomits it up, and then you pick up the dog, and then it vomits into your mouth.
Okay, so you shake a dog.
You shake the dog.
Directly into your mouth, you don't put in a shake bait fluid.
I don't think you're expecting it.
Okay.
I think it's more like, it's the happy dog, and then it vomits. So there's the disappointment and horror.
In the very
the
first episode of this program, it took us a good 8 minutes to determine.
I'm going to shorthand this by calling it a canine gastrointestinal cocktail.
All right.
And that is actually shortening it.
Let's
test
to that.
No, I'm not.
To the CGI.
CGIC.
True.
Oh, that's good.
So I'd like to put these in sort of a meal order, if at all possible. And I think this was sort of like the aperitif.
Would you like to hear the rest of the review process, though? Because
well, we just compared to dog shit, right?
No.
That's all I need.
That's the number scale. We also give like an anecdote or analogy that tells us what the soda makes us feel on an emotional level.
Okay.
To really paint a picture for the audience that can't taste this.
And do we do that after each beverage or at the end?
Well, we're not doing all the beverages in one go.
Okay.
So
we only do one beverage for sure.
Yeah.
What? So I don't get to drink anything else?
Unless you want to stay for the next episode. Sure.
Yeah, we have no problem with you sticking around for another episode.
Okay, because now that I made fun of it, I want the power malt.
We'll stay around for the next episode.
All right, let's wrap this one up so I can drink the power malt.
All right. So I think this is going to be Outburst then. Everybody is in Outburst.
Yeah, the other option is you can just blurt the first word that comes to your mind that tells us how the soda makes you feel, and then without pause, your number score.
Okay.
So whoever okay. has a
this
an analogy
soda
or a blurtation.
And going with the theme of what I've been saying throughout this episode, this soda definitely brings me back to that time when I was 5 or 6, and my mother gave me a popsicle in a wrapper, and I unwrapped it, and it was purple. And I went, oh, I like grape juice. And I put it in my mouth, and I started to cry, because it was so terrible. And I don't understand how my mom betrayed me like that. So, I'm going to give it a 45, because I fucking hate those popsicles.
Wow. I wasn't going to go that low.
Wow.
Because for grape soda, like cheap grape soda, this is actually not bad.
I hate grape popsicles.
Anyway.
I'm still coming up with something,
sorry. I'd have to go the same thing as Eric, but in a different direction. I loved those great popsicles.
You're one of them.
But my soda palate has grown to the point where I don't really like the super syrupy, so it's going to lose some there. So I'll put it pretty much right in the middle and give it a 50.
Okay.
Indifferent 51! That's how you do it.
This reminds me of like being 11, driving off with my parents to go camping for the weekend. Like, the weekend in general, it's an alright time. I'm enjoying myself. I could be home watching Pokemon. That's pretty great, too. But I'm still having a pretty good time. I'm outside. I'd give that a 55, a little above average.
Oh, well, this is my first time scoring something,
mm-hmm.
so I'm just going to set their bar really low and say that this is maybe like a 17.
Okay.
It's very cloying. The word cloying comes to mind. It wants to be in my throat, and I resent that.
I do want to remind you, you just set the bar at 17, and you want to do the malt beverage next.
I know what I'm doing to myself.
Okay.
That's not a lot of room to maneuver.
I assume by the third episode I can get this dog shit drink, right? That manufactured for me somehow? So,
no, the Zavard bitches are in the game room.
I also resent this for being midnight. There's nothing particularly midnight about this grape.
This is definitely a 1 p.m. grape.
Oh, yes.
And finally, I resent it for cock blocking me from the power malt, which I want to drink.
That was you. That was all you.
No, I'm blaming it on the cloying midnight grape.
You get a refresher glass.
You pour this, and you will end up on your lap if you do so poorly.
We also did bring a goldfish for a palate cleanser.
We also, before we could get to the power malt, because I think this would be way more terrible mm-hmm. after
I don't know if
the power
you
malt,
finish that or
we also have
somewhere.
A snack. A Pim's Original. They look like a little chocolate-covered cookie cake with an orange filling.
They look like Jaffa Cakes. Mm-hmm.
They look like Jaffa Cakes, which we bought because we know that Paul and Storm like Jaffa Cakes.
So we're eating them now.
Oh, yeah.
We I'd like to have one here for the episode.
There is enough to say for Paul and Storm if they still want one. But would you like to try one, Justin?
I want nothing in this world but Power Malt.
Okay. All right.
I will put nothing else in my mouth until there's non-alcoholic Power Malt in it.
All right, so you guys probably won't hear from us for a while, but we'll be back recording the second episode probably in the next 15 seconds or so.
Absolutely. See you later, Soda Pals.
Woo! Those are delicious.